Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
So what are the current punishments for cheating in the state exams? Well, apart from withholding your exam results, which it could be hugely damaging to your career, you can also be barred, I'm looking here, you can be also debarred from repeating the examination, which may be applied. Now, that can be applied for a period of time, not indefinitely, I believe. So in other words, you can be barred from repeating the exam for, say, a period of, say, up to 5 years, I think, as far as I know. Now, there was also something I read many, many years ago, but I'm looking for it here and I can't find it. But I do remember there was a story and let me see. Oh, there's one from a student's liable to have their whole examination cancelled or to be debarred from entering any of the state examinations if caught down on cheating. So this is back in 2023. Where there was Leaving Cert cheats have 594 grades permanently withheld. So they were 594 cheats. And so the punishment in that case was they can be debarred from entering the state examinations if caught cheating. Now, when we talk about state examinations can be Leaving Cert, Junior Certificate. But from what I remember, somebody coming down the air and talking to us about it, state examinations can also be your theory test for your driver's license. That's a state examination. So you can be barred for entering all of those things. It can be devastating to your career and devastating to a young person to be caught. But on a lighter note, have we all cheated at some point? Maybe did a little bit of cheating? Let me know what you think. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Have you ever cheated in an exam? You know, have you ever had the answers written on a ruler or written on a piece of paper somewhere? You know, remember that old thing? I remember girls used to tell me they used to write it on their leg under their skirt and they could just lift their skirt up and then look at their tie where they'd have it written, the exams. You know, have you ever had answers? Did you ever sneak a calculator in? Because some of the exams were withheld because people were caught with either a mobile phone. How you would think it was okay to bring a mobile phone into, you know, the Leaving Cert is beyond me. But anyway, caught with a mobile phone or other electronic devices, including smart watches. That's a big problem nowadays, smart watches, because you can pretty much get everything on your smartwatch if you're clever enough and quick enough that you can get on a mobile phone. So let me know, have you ever cheated on anything? Any exams, or have you ever cheated a race or cheated on anything? Alan, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Niall.
You don't strike me as a cheat. By the way, can I just point out, Alan, you gave myself and my wife 5 minutes of great entertainment the other night in bed. Yeah, because she happened to say to me about, she said, your man Alan is on the show is very funny. And I said, you know who he is, don't you? And she went, remind me again. And I pulled up the YouTube video of you and Pat Kenny. And all we did was laugh. But you know what the funniest part is, right? When the camera goes back to Pat Kenny, and you went on for ages, but because I was so surprised RT let it go on for as long as it did, right? But the camera goes back to Pat Kenny and he's going, okay, thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that. And you can still hear you shouting as you're being dragged out of the studio. And
Niall,
you, Pat
you know
Kenny,
that,
you,
I
Pat
was
Kenny.
Actually, you know, the security man was in his 80s. He was a real old man. He kept saying to me, fair play to you, fair play to you.
It's hilariously funny. If anybody gets a chance, just if you go into YouTube, put in Pat Kenny, frontline, heckled. Right, and you'll find it heckled. All right.
Oh,
and
will you stop? That's all over TikTok as well.
Oh, is it? It's every. You're still famous because of that, Alan. And you,
I
Pat
know,
Kenny,
I know. I
on your 900,000, Pat Kenny, your 900,000. And you know, ironically, he was on. He, at the time you heckled him, he was on about 700 because he was doing the front line and he was
he
doing.
He was on 960,000 a year.
That's right, when he was doing the Late Late Show and the Daily Radio Show. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he said, what did you say to him? You're not with ABC News Nightline, or you're not with CNN, you're with RTE, Pat Kenny. Very funny. Alan, have you ever cheated on anything?
No, I'm not a cheater. I'd rather fail than cheat.
Yeah, I think I would myself, because I think you're only fooling yourself, aren't you?
Because you really, it really is the acid test for growth in a human being is getting things by standards. And like when my wife died there 3 years ago, Niall, I could have kept that money myself, not our will, our father's money.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a relationship with a whole family for 25 years. I never spoke to them. But I rang them and informed them and the will was stopped. But I went without money rather than being dishonest.
Yeah, that's good of you.
So I always had an honest streak in me, Niall. I never liked to do anything sneaky or devious.
Mm.
It's a characteristic of what makes a true human being, Niall.
Yeah. But unfortunately, dishonesty is a characteristic in many human beings as well.
What, say that again?
I said, unfortunately, dishonesty is also a characteristic in many human beings.
Well, yeah, and it's a flawed human being because them humans go off then to college with false education, with fraud, and then they go into jobs and they carry on the fraud then because it's a... You know when you say you do a, you're leaving cert and you're doing it by fraud?
Yeah.
It's not just a leaving cert. The whole, your whole life turns into a fraud. If you're going out to become a barrister or a doctor and you're doing your leaving cert on a fraud, everything gets tainted. And so you're no longer really a knowledgeable person because you're going to always carry out fraud then.
Because you're a cheat. Once a cheat, always a cheat.
Always, if you cheat on your exams in your leaving cert, that form of cheating will carry on into white-collar criminality.
I remember a mate of mine years ago when we were doing the leaving cert, and he had answers written on his ruler. And you have never seen somebody writing so small. The writing was tiny. I don't know how you could even read it. But he had a lot of answers for history all written on his ruler. And he'd have his ruler face down, and then every time the invigilator, isn't that what they call him, invigilator, would turn his back, he would turn the ruler over and look at the answers. You know? So?
Well, whatever you get out of cheating, it doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you dishonest. And that will carry on in other valuable parts of your life as well.
Mm.
You go into a job and you'll cut red tape and you'll do things by fraud and by cook or by cook. You'll get there, but you won't do it honestly. You'll keep on lying and cheating. It goes all the way in.
And of course, that carries into your personal life too. Maybe you'll cheat on your wife or your husband.
Yeah, well, everything is expendable then.
Yeah.
If you're living a lie, you'll carry on other lies as well.
Yeah, yeah, true. This is true. You're probably going to be always a cheat. Once a cheat, always a cheat, I suppose. Well, this year, it's bad news anyway for those students. And quite a number of students, by the way. I'm quite surprised at the number this year. You know, 86 have been withheld. And that's only in the leaving cert.
Was that in Ireland, Niall?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the problem for those 86 students is the cheating was bad enough, but now their careers are probably destroyed because many of those students will have they'll have their results withheld. They may have to repeat it, but they may get a bar from repeating it for, say, 3 years. You know, that'll put their careers on hold for 3 years. And I remember somebody telling me some time ago, I hate to keep repeating myself, but as far as they were aware, when you get a bar from a state exam, it means that you can't even get a driver's license. Now, somebody might correct me on that, that you can't even get a driver's license because that's considered to be a state exam.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you're barred from entering any state exams.
No, it isn't worth it, Niall.
No, it isn't. It isn't worth it. You know what I mean? For what you might fit on a ruler or your leg or whatever it is you write your answers on, you know, it's not really worth it. And the big problem nowadays, Alan, for kids, it's so easy to cheat because you've got ChatGPT. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
I know. They have all these instruments. And, like, you know, when I think of it, Niall, Google is another form of cheating.
Oh, it is. Of course it is.
Everything is all looking up the internet. We don't look up books or research.
I mean, look, these things that AI nowadays, ChatGPT and all that, it's great for research. It's great for studying. It's great for all of those things. When it comes to the exam itself, you need to stop relying on these things because you have to do the exam yourself.
I know. It's mad.
Yeah, and I think that's why the research was out there a while ago that this generation of kids, although we might think they're the smartest, they're actually the dumbest. Because the problem
they're not doing it by hard work.
No, they're not retaining it. They're not retaining information because it's easier for them just to look up and get access to this information instantly. We couldn't do that.
Niall, did you ever see that film? That came out, it's about 10 years ago it came out, called Idiocracy.
No, what was it about?
Oh, no, you should watch that. It's a dystopian society where everyone is real dumb and a man from 1980 is brought back to life, and he has only got a low IQ, but he has a higher IQ than everyone else, and everyone is all dumb as piss.
But that's but that's the problem, and that's why it's called dumbing down a nation. That's why you young people nowadays, not all of them obviously, are not as intelligent as people were in the 80s and 90s, because we had to retain information.
They don't have a cognition of their own, Niall. They don't think for themselves. They're thinking through computers, AI, and intelligence like that. They don't make... Like, you're a dying breed, Brian, when it comes to radio presenters.
Ah, thanks very much, Alan.
Yeah, there's not many left like you, Niall. There's only one. And one, you have a colleague that was stood in for you for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Gary. Gary, lovely fella, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great ability to know when he steps quiet and he'll allow people to talk and then he'll interrupt. There's not many of that left on radios. All of that stopped. So now we all have propaganda media where they're telling you what to think rather than getting you to think for yourself.
Rather than asking you, they're telling you. Well, stay there for a second, Alan. Let me go to David as well. David, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. I'm very good. Yeah.
David, did you ever cheat? Stuff. Did you ever cheat in your, I'm assuming your A-levels, O-levels in the United Kingdom? Did you ever cheat?
Yeah. Not a chance.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe that we would have got away with it anyway, but that's beside the point. It didn't even occur. What I was quite interested in, when I first came over to Ireland, my partner here was expecting our first, and he's a teacher. He told that she was also she marked the leaving cert, and she had quite clear cases on what her view,
yeah,
where somebody somehow in the exam
had copied somebody else,
regurgitated passages from books.
Okay. But that's hard to prove, isn't it? Because the person could just say they retain information very well and they have a good memory.
Well, obviously, yes, you do get people who can, actors can obviously,
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
It was lovely the other day, it was Dame Judi Dench just suddenly went into a Shakespeare soliloquy, and a Shakespeare sonnet, and just sort of counted it all through, about 5 minutes worth. It was amazing. But yes, there is that. But no, there was basically, obviously, she'd been marking papers for probably 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and she had pulled it out as she'd marked it as one that
was quite
clearly and there were several papers that she did which should have been withheld, and she wasn't supported.
Right. Okay. So you think there's actually more cheating going on than we're actually outlining?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
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 Wow. There you go. Yeah, I thought the numbers were bad. Yeah, you're probably right.
All I'm doing is regurgitating one teacher who marked English Leaving Cert papers back in the 08, 09,
yeah,
sort of time,
mm-hmm,
07, 08 time, and what she said to me.
I imagine cheating is getting worse. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking that, because children become so used to, you know, the aids they have now, i.e. calculators, smartphones, you know, and Google and everything else. So it's difficult for them to handle it without it. So they will try every avenue. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even. I was of the generation. Calculators were only just coming in.
Yeah, I was of the generation same as you. The only access we had to information was a public library. Yeah.
Yes.
That was our Google. Yeah. My Google was a bike down to Raheny Village, down to the library. That was Google. Yeah. Listen, I got to go to a break. Alan David, stay there with me if you want to. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Somebody says, I don't believe that Alan fella hasn't cheated. I leave Alan alone. Alan's all right. He's not the worst in the world. Jesus, Alan.
You don't believe I haven't cheated?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I believe you. By the way, do you think...
Niall, I'll give you... Niall, do you want to hear something a little bit even more honest than what I said before?
Right.
I was up at a bank machine and the previous person walked away without taking their money and I went after them with a bundle of 50s.
Right. Good man. So I've often wondered... That's a measure of a man, isn't it? I often wonder, by the way, if you found... Let's say you're walking down the road and you found a Haldol bag. And in the Haldol bag, there was €50,000.
I'd hand up to the Garda station.
The amount of people that would tell you they wouldn't is unbelievable.
No, I would, Niall. I've never let money be an object of dishonesty. If I actually was walking up the road there 1 week and some man must have dropped 50. It was the same guy and I picked her up and I gave it to him.
I would too, because to me, I would be thinking he probably needs that a lot more than I do or whatever. Yeah.
The fact is, what you see by yourself on your own, if you do it with the eyesight on other people, then you're not being honest. But if you're doing it out of a moral conscience, then it proves then that you're not a cheat.
Mm. What about the fact that I was talking to David there and I said that the problem is, and why maybe we're seeing a lot of cheating going on, is that young people nowadays, according to the research, are dumber than their predecessors because they have so much access that they don't retain information anymore. Do you believe that? Do you believe that young people are dumber?
I don't think they're dumber. I think they're wealthier.
Well, they are wealthier. There's no doubt about that.
And they have a lot more power in their hands with their fucking bones.
Mm.
They have all this technology that gives them fame. And they don't need their education now. Education is not what they think they need.
Right.
They just see education as just doing it for ma and da. And getting out of school and going off doing their TikToks. Like, do you know that guy, Nasty? He does the TikToks.
Yeah.
That's the sum total of his life is eating fast food.
I know. We had him on. We had him on the show here one night, Nasty.
Oh, God, yeah. He's disgusting.
Yeah, we had him on the show one night. God. He goes around testing spice bags.
My God, he eats some disgusting food.
I know. I've seen some of his videos. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Mike as well. Mike, hi. How are you doing?
No, you're holding.
Good. Now, Mike, you're being honest. You've cheated.
Well, I don't know whether you call it cheating or whether you call it improvising.
I'd be the judge. I'd be the judge of that. Go on. What did you do?
Yeah. Well, it was my driving test.
Okay.
When I went for my driving test and I didn't have a provisional license, I didn't have insurance or nothing in the car. And I just kind of...
bluffed your way through it?
I did, yeah. And I passed it my first try and my first go as well. And I reckon why I passed it my first go, there was I was going up a hill and there was an old lady trying to cross the road. And I stopped and I waved her across the road. And like I would always do that. I would have good manners on the road. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I reckon that's what got it from
me. Now, what year was this, by the way, Mike? Can I ask you? 1970.
One second now, 60, 73, about 81 or 2.
Yeah, so you would have got away with it in those days because there was no joined up thinking. Yeah, you wouldn't get away with that now.
I thought I left my license, my insurance inside and my jacket and this and that and the other thing. And, you know.
And he believed you.
I got away. They called it improvising. I'd say you call that improvising.
Alan, is that cheating or improvisation?
I don't know much about roads or cars.
You have to have a provisional license before you can get a full license. He didn't have a provisional license and he didn't have any insurance.
Oh, and that's cheating.
Oh, it's cheating. Okay.
Yeah. It's cheating. He broke the law.
I see. I'm going to say something here that's going to make it sound really bad. But in those days, it was very common for people to drive with no insurance. It was very common to people drive with no license.
Well, I know.
My dad would drive with 15 pints of beer on him. So what I'm saying...
My father-in-law, God rest him, he used to come from Limerick after watching the GAA match and he come back and stop at every pub coming
on the
back
way,
from
yeah,
Dublin.
Hammered, yeah, yeah.
Hammered!
I know. Different world, different times. I'm not saying
different
it makes
time,
it right. Yeah. Yeah, different times. You know, but Mike, what do you say, you know, the punishment they give kids nowadays if they catch them cheating, you know, they kind of bar them from doing the leaving cert or whatever it is for a couple of years. Is it a bit much, the punishment?
You know, in the extreme, like, in the more extreme, you know, no. But you go back to the conversation you were there a couple of months ago about to see when some teacher come on your story and say, it was on about changing the system for masking children and all that, and which is... I always thought that the whole education system was wrong because even when I was in third year of school, I knew I wanted to be a psychiatric nurse. But I couldn't become a psychiatric nurse because I feared maths in my leaving.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I feared maths in my leaving...
He couldn't become a psychiatric nurse because he failed maths?
Yeah.
Because I failed, yeah. And the reason I failed some...
That's
1 second now. And the reason I failed maths in, and I got an A plus in business studies in my leaving, but I failed maths. And the reason I failed maths is because when we were in national school, our teacher, God rest her soul, she learned us the Angelus in English, Irish, and in Latin. And I went to boarding school, and I was the only student that knew the Angelus in Latin. But when we should have been doing something, we were doing the Angelus in Latin. And to this day, I could not do long division.
But Alan, hold on a second. Alan, you seem surprised that he couldn't get a career based on the fact that, you know, a psychiatric nurse, that he didn't pass maths. If you don't get Irish, you can't even be a computer programmer, for God's sake. So, I mean, there's these kind of all these credentials.
I think that working with... I've been in psychiatry for 30 years as a patient.
Yeah.
And some of the nurses have failed common sense, so mind maths.
Oh, yeah. I would much prefer to have a nurse that has more common sense than pass our maths exam. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, most of the nurses I met in psychiatry were dumb bastards.
And I tell you this, Niall. I used to have up to 20 people tried one time.
Yes.
And that was always the first person I'd give a job, any young fellow that had issues. He was always the first person I'd give a job. And I said, and my for anything but with mental illness, keep the mind busy, keep the mind occupied. And when they're finished walking, they plenty walk. A busy mind, you don't have time for... false thoughts or anything like that. And when you go home at night, then you're too tired to be having the bad.
I mean, but I don't understand all that because you don't have to be Einstein to be a psychiatric nurse, right? You just have to have a very good understanding of people and human behaviour.
Caring person.
I remember
one time I said to a young fella, he said, Michael, we're going to the party tonight. And I said, what party? He said, my brother's 18 to that. I said, I'm not. And I'd rather you didn't go either. This young friend of both, his parents were dead. And he was only, I actually employed him. He was too young to be employed, but I gave him a job as an apprentice. Listen to this now. Let me tell the story.
Yeah.
Right? And the following morning, I said, I'm going walking early Sunday morning. So at 8:30 Sunday morning, he's walking down the road. And I stopped the tractor. I said, this is a nice second time in the morning to be going home. I know, he said, I do what you said last night. What was that? Said I. He said, I had a couple of Lucasades that we told Melody, so because we were going walking to the air. And I caught his eye and I said, Mike, I'm so fucking proud of you.
Mm.
And he had never heard that at home because his parents were dead.
Very good.
That would be the blessing.
And you know what? That probably made a difference to his life too. Listen, on that note, I'm going to have to go into a break. Thank you very much indeed, Mike. Thank you very much indeed, Alan. Sweet dreams, both of you.
All right, Niall.
See you. Bye-bye. After the break, by the way, I'm going to be talking to a farmer. Yeah. Because we need to get to the bottom of this, about how farmers are being affected, of course, by many of the new rules that are coming in, the Mercosur deal agreement and many other rules that are coming in to Ireland. And I will be talking to Gerald Mahoney, who is the regional chair of the Irish Farmers Association, and he'll be joining me to discuss the problems and the challenges facing Irish farmers.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.